Today, visiting with Drew Nelson, Provost on the Boone campus of Des Moines Area Community College. A day off without weather-related.
Yeah. I don't know what we'd be doing if we didn't have the day off. Yeah. I think we'd have a weather-related closing today.
Yeah, probably.
We don't know about tomorrow yet, just FYI.
So, folks.
We aren't sure yet, but I know that Iowa University and Iowa State went remote for tomorrow. I think the students' kids are back for Iowa tomorrow. I mean, I think they're still kind of moving back. So
it's probably, I think that's Iowa State about the same too. I think they were about a week behind you guys.
Yeah. So we're kind of waiting to see what the big guy says from Ankeny, if we're going to go remote or not tomorrow. And I'm ready to get back. It was kind of a weird week last week.
It was, yeah.
In and out and in and out.
And pretty much affected the entire system, which it's a big storm when it affects the entire system.
Yeah, there wasn't any calls lobbying from me or from Joel Lundstrom out at Carroll or from Brooke down at Newton, Kristen down at Newton. There, we kind of got the word fairly early. On Tuesday, I think it was. Yeah. I can't even remember now.
Tuesday was the deep snow, wet snow, yep. Heavy snow. And then we followed that up with about a half-hour break.
And then there was a little thing on Wednesday, and then hell broke loose.
Yeah, yeah. And then we went crazy and got the cold and everything else. So,
I have indoor plumbing. I just let's all remember what it was like, you know, even 100 years ago here where some of our relatives were shoveling a path out to the privy. And we can be grateful for that.
We still have some advantages. You have a lot of students. Of course, yours started last week. You had a lot of students pretty well locked up in the...
Yeah, I hope that they're all in good shape. I drove through campus 2 days ago and saw one of our baseball players going over to work out. They were going over to the Fairway Fieldhouse to work out. And he was wearing shorts, so I rolled down my window and yelled at him. I said, "That is grounds for dismissal, just so you know." Jeez, it was
just
45 below wind chill, and he's wearing shorts across the street. And I thought, I didn't do that even when I was that age. I did a lot of other dumb things, but that anyway, was not one of them.
We did get, a strange week to come back, actually,
right.
Because you didn't get really too much established.
No, I didn't. We didn't get our games in on Saturday or Sunday this week with Northeast Nebraska. I was a little suspicious when I think BJ told me on Thursday that Northeast was going to drive over Friday and stay in Boone, which I'm always happy with. It helps our, helps our hotels out. And I thought, they're coming from Nebraska where the storm's coming. I don't see how that's going to... I kept my mouth shut. And then they were going to wait till Saturday morning. And then the bus companies pulled the plug and said, we're not sending buses out when it's that cold.
That kind of wind.
And then that happened again yesterday. Sunday.
Well, if they get to, we'll get them made
up. Well, we want to get these conference games in. It's important for our standings. We've lost two now. We lost to Ellsworth last week at Ellsworth. The men did, and the women won. The women are doing great. I mean, they're having a really good season, and we want to keep playing.
Well, we'll get them in. Just Mother Nature has to cooperate with us. So
I don't expect Mother Nature to cooperate. just relent would be okay.
It's winter. Yeah, we do. Well, we'll have those going on. So as we got back, numbers were looking pretty good.
Numbers are looking pretty good. Yeah, our springs are smaller on campus. They were up considerably. I think actually online is the biggest campus at DMAC now. I just think we've had a lot of adaptations to do in the last 15 years. But, yeah, online is big, which now, in the last few days, you understand why some people don't want to shovel the path to the car and come in. But, no, Boone's doing fine. We're going to work on right-sizing our schedule a little bit, which we probably needed to do right after COVID. But we've kind of been rolling things over and... Then we cancel classes that are small, and then people are upset, and it messes people's schedules up. So I'm hoping that we're going to sit down and have a locked room and get some schedules done that'll work for our students.
Got to keep plugging away at it. And you're not the only one. I mean, Boone's not the only campus. You have more of a liberal arts opportunities, right. But which offers them a variety of different ways. But you still have, we've seen that number that like to come back to a class.
I'd like to get us to 900 students at some point who are actually coming to campus, and that's going to be a long-term effort because we're at 570 for this spring right now. I would mention that the nursing program is changing a few things in its curriculum. And I'm not going to go into specifics, but they will be working to do shorter classes in the nursing program itself that are 8-week successions. That's not happening this year. It'll probably happen the year after, next year, the year after. But that's going to help students because right now in these 16-week classes, if something happens, if a kid gets sick and you have to miss some class and drop, you're out for the semester and it really hurts. And I'm finding that, especially for our students who have other commitments like jobs and kids, that the 8-week classes work really well because you can get one done. And then if things are not so great, you can take the 8 weeks off. But 16-week semesters are not my favorite thing these days. I find that for students, it's difficult to maintain your life around that long. Sure.
That's one of the advantages for community college. You have that flexibility to be able to put together things like that.
And my professors and faculty and staff really support only students. That's the first thing that they think about. So that if you say there's this issue, they'll generally respond with something that's real positive for students.
So. Well, we'll see how that goes. That'll be interesting to see because that will offer, again, non-traditional students a lot of flexibility.
I'll mention this in terms of nursing, too, and this is with non-trads as well. We do the dead cats in anatomy and physiology. We've done fetal pigs. We've done dead cats. I'm sure we do frogs. I'm not even sure what else we do. And they've gotten really expensive and hard to get because of no-kill shelters, and I'm fully supportive of that. But we're going to be getting a couple of tables that will let us do human virtual dissection. In the past, we've done something with virtual goggles that didn't catch on as much. Yeah. These are actual tables, though, where you'll see video. I don't even know what you call it. Digital something or other.
So it'd be like a virtual.
Yeah, a virtual dissection. I'm thinking of Sam and Quincy, which is how old I am. And there's probably some other pathologists from TV. I cannot remember. Wally from Hill Street Blues, maybe. But we'll have those fairly soon, I think. We're going to pick where we're going to put them. And that's going to be amazing because that's going to help students in A&P and in nursing to study. They'll be able to have access to those during off hours, which is a big deal because anatomy and physiology is not an easy class. And you have to take a couple semesters of it to go into health science, and we're hoping that this is helpful. And you won't come out smelling like formaldehyde quite as often.
There's that.
When I do classroom observations during dead cat day, there's a smell. It's not horrendous. It's not, but boy, it's there.
So new technology.
New technology. DMACC has been, and that's something that's across the district. And I was just told by the Dean of Health Sciences, Jeannie McCarville, that they had come up with enough money to do this. And I'm very excited that this is not something that we would be able to do ourselves if we were on our own.
So that's for that program. That'll attract some more people.
And if we've got it in place, we'll do it for STEMFest, right?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure, yeah.
Yeah, this is the kind of thing that we want to use to show the campus off.
And who knows, they might come in that way and advance out of there thinking, you know what, I can go more into becoming a doctor.
Becoming a doctor. And I need to mention, since we're talking academics, that 122 of our student athletes made academic all region.
Whoa.
That was in the fall. That's well up over 50%. And we're right really where we want to be. Obviously you want to do better, but we had a bunch of them of teams that were at a 3-4 or 3-5 for the team, including baseball and men's basketball and women's basketball. We're doing great.
So that's good to hear.
Softball was, of course, I think softball had all but two of them on on the list. And the other day we had another visit from a valedictorian wanting to play softball.
Oh, we like those.
Oh, my goodness. It's wonderful because valedictorians who go to DMACC get free tuition. And, I mean, they get scholarshiped in. So the coaches are starting to figure out that they don't have to burn a scholarship on a valedictorian. And by the way, it ain't bad having a couple valedictorians on your team for team chemistry.
No,
they generally are. They set a good example academically, and then they're pretty good kids.
Do they have they also have the opportunity of
doing honors?
Honors program, yeah.
Yeah, I talked
for a lot of them. That's a big catch.
I talked to some parents the other day about that, and said that's a real advantage coming out if you're a great softball player and want to go play at Missouri or Alabama or someplace, that's great. But if you are maybe not going to continue your softball career, you can use those honors. And we've had some students go to pretty good schools and get into honors programs, or they just roll through because they've got the experience doing senior projects when they're at Boone, even though they're only freshmen.
Keep going there. That's good.
I'll mention Zoe Wright, who came here as a valedictorian from, somewhere down south, Pekin. Yeah. And played softball for a couple of years. Was a pretty good softball player. Did not play at Arizona State, but finished and is now a marketing director, I think, at the Baltimore Orioles.
Wow.
Yeah. She went and did sports and human performance there. So we have students who obviously succeed on the field, but we have some other ones that do amazing work right out of their university or right before their university.
That's one of the things people will tend to forget. If they are going on, a lot of times, academically, I think many, many years ago, a lot of them that went on and they knew that maybe they would play basketball at a D1 school or help out there, but they were really interested in a degree. That was something that was kind of instilled in them. Get that degree.
Yeah, I'll mention Barlow Alaruzzo, who played basketball for us several years ago, played basketball, I think he was at Southern Illinois. And he's working on his master's right now. And I think he got an extra year of eligibility because of COVID. And Barlow's funny because he had a great personality and would make you tear your hair out at the same time that Coach Sash had him. And I remember them just going around and round about stuff playing, but there was never a question about his academics. He was always really serious about it. And now he's got his bachelor's and is working on his master's. That's one of the cool things, too, is you get to know him. Because it's not a huge place, and you get to follow up with them and be friends with their parents on Facebook or the kids when they're gone and see what they're doing.
Well, if Mother Nature cooperates, we'll get more classes in.
Yeah. Yep.
And we still have, a lot of men's and women's basketball going on, but also we are not that far away of spring trips.
They started last week with... spring sports, I think, was the 10th that they started having their practices. We could hear softball in the Fairway Fieldhouse because they're very loud. They are very loud and encouraging, and BJ's office is right next to it. And I don't know how much he always, seems like he visits more when they're practicing. Visiting, yeah. But the enthusiasm for those players, and when we have recruits up there or when people are there seeing any of our practices, it's an encouraging thing for them to come and come to Boone.
Yeah. And will we have spring? We got spring golf and things like that too.
So. Yeah, golf is looking real good. The men were, I think, ranked about 5th in the country after fall. We're hoping for big things from both men and women this year. Mm-hmm. And, no cross country, but everything else is going to be rocking and rolling.
So that's good.
And you're right. They'll be making spring trips, weather permitting, pretty soon.
Not that far away.
Nope.
All right. Did want to... Okay, so since we're really started, not much happening that we really know of, but we have an idea on the numbers. I remember when we actually had 700, when we hit 700 on...
Yeah.
So that's... I mean, we know that number is attainable, usually fall semester.
Right. And it's... Yeah. We want to figure out ways to encourage people to come, obviously. And... We're also reaching a point, though, where we know that outside of the metro area, we aren't going to have as many traditional age college students. Sure. It's going to start decreasing. All of the high schools are aware of this, believe me. But so we need to encourage and find ways to program for adult learners and people who want to go back to school for something, whether that's to get their generals out of the way. And obviously, online can help with that. But we also know that some people prefer not to do that. Mm-hmm. Some people want to leave their kids at home.
Yeah. Get a break.
Yeah, get a break. It is hard to study with kids at home, believe me.
Well, let's a couple of other things. I know a lot of focus has been going on to workforce. Mm-hmm. And Again, we have some great opportunities that you guys are still working on.
We do. We're still doing the program for a power equipment technician. We would love to see some more people do that program. We've kept it going with very low enrollment because of our commitment from DMAC. This was a program that was started in partnership with VanWall, but which is now not branded as hard that mm-hmm. way. But we're still out at the Expo Center, at the VanWall building, doing the shop classes. So if people say, and I see it all the time, why aren't we doing shop classes anymore? Why don't kids learn shop? Well, they actually do. They do at high school for sure. And right now there's a lot of talk going on with Edge, the high school, and some local businesses about the possibility of having an expanded workforce and career center here in Boone, especially downtown. We would be partnering on this somehow. We would love to do that so that we have the ability to do welding, or we have I think the high school only has 4 welding.
Yeah.
And that's not enough. They've got many, many more lined up to take that.
That are interested, yeah.
And we've had some, the local businesses have been great, the ones doing apprenticeships, and they made a point of telling Rob Denson, our president, when he was up here, that a significant part of their new workforce comes out of Project Edge with the high school. Mm-hmm. They're doing these apprenticeships and signing those kids up as soon as they're graduated to work. And you've got long-term workers who live in the community, which is what we all want.
Yeah. I look at the EMT one.
EMT is running this spring, and we can thank Dustin and Justin. Dustin is the DMAC department chair, and of course, Justin, our fire marshal, have set that up. And that's a great one to do for someone who's young and strong and stays
interested
up all night. And interesting.
Yeah. And interested in doing that, too. We have all of that going on. I wanted to ask about Cafe.
Yep, Cafe's open. It was kind of open not on Friday.
I was going to say, there's certain things, yeah.
They told us, it was funny, I talked to Connie and Becky and Alice when I was there Thursday, and they told me they were not going to be open Friday regardless of what we did, because at least one of them has a hard time getting down here when it is nasty. So they were shut down. But they've opened up again, and they've been, actually, they've picked up right where they left off in terms of sales. They're doing really well. We're keeping prices low this year. We'll probably have to raise them a little next year. As you know, everything's expensive, but being able to get a lunch and a drink for under $10, can't beat it.
Can't go wrong.
No.
No. And people can come in, sit down in the Quarter Center and eat.
Quarter now has no carpet in it. We pulled up the carpet and put down some vinyl type, really nice vinyl flooring like you'd see almost in a hospital or a doctor's office, that you can clean spills up. It's lighter, and it's got a pattern and looks much more modern than anything we've been doing. We put that in a few places. And we're working on classrooms, too, with new furniture. Our interactive classroom is now functional in room 128, and we're excited for that because that's going to enable some collaboration between students who are actually there. Just the way it's set up, it's not set up in rows. We've got multiple TV monitors so they can collaborate. Now I just have to get faculty to figure out how they're going to use it. But I've got a couple that have already figured that out and are in there, and it is really cool to see.
When we're looking at what's going on this spring, other things, STEM Festival, obviously, that's going to be a big one. I know Natalie, the last time I visited with her, already getting inquiries for people that wanted to come out and take part.
Last year we got snowed on, didn't we? Or was it the year before?
No, last year might have been one of those unpleasant ones. But you still had a huge turnout.
Huge turnout. And last year was what I wanted, which was not just the huge turnout, but the huge variety of things that people, especially kids, can see about science and get interested in. And then some wild stuff, like when the fire department said, "Don't run the gas engine with the hoverboard in the inside."
I was saying, yeah,
but it was cool to do while it lasted, and I kind of like those things being a little bit on the edge. I mean, danger's good. Yeah. A little danger in your life is good.
Well, there was a flamethrower there a few years ago.
We had the flamethrower with, I think he was using cornstarch, like that. Yeah. By the way, he's doing Bran. Is doing very well. He's working on finishing up his bachelor's, if he hasn't already, over in, I think, in Illinois. But he did. He was one of those guys that got a NASA scholarship and came to us and left a different person.
Yeah. So we love that. That's what we're there.
And he can build a flamethrower now. Yeah,
build a flamethrower too. So, yeah. Well, we know that that's going to be coming up, what, 6th yep. of April? Yep. And again, we'll just continue to remind people as we get closer. But it's one of those, I know you have a lot of students that participate, but it draws a lot from Iowa State and, mm-hmm. and just a lot of other people.
It's cool seeing the Iowa State students, and some of these are graduate students and some of them are seniors, coming here and interacting with our students, because it, just like it is cool to see our students interacting with kids. That we really work on that, because role modeling is so important. And for people to know, for our students to know, oh my goodness, there's a pathway and there's someone like me doing it, is just as important as it is for kids in the community to say, oh, that's like my big brother going to school.
One of the things that I know you had a number of students, athletes, that went and like helped with Shop with a Cop,
yes.
things like that. They're still, they do a lot in the community.
We do, and we take a lot of pride in that, and certainly our coaches are very encouraging about that and how they're out. And we just have really good student athletes. When I meet them and meet their parents now, it is actually different than when I got here, and that's not because of me. That's because we've won, and that helps attract good athletes. But the way we do things is going to attract a certain kind of athlete or a certain kind of human being who's going to want to develop themselves and be part of the community and be part of the school in the right way.
122 on the.
I know. I am so excited by that. You know, now we need to go win some things.
Yeah. We do have a lot of other things, not necessarily sports related, that are going to be going on campus. I know we have Black History Month, I think,
yeah.
is going to be coming up.
Yep.
We've got a lot of presenters that are going to be involved in a variety of ways.
We've had some success the last few years. We had have had a couple times where we get the word out on a speaker and people from the community show up. We had a guy who was a prosecutor in the Balkans that we had to get a bigger room when he came because so many people from the community wanted to hear what he said about war crimes. I'm excited about that. And we've got the caucus tonight.
Yep.
The
caucus.
Republicans will be, the GOP will be up in the gym. We're all ready for that. I encourage them to use us.
Yep.
Any group that wants to get the facility from us, that's great. I know it's going to be cold tonight.
Use door 10, by the
yep,
way.
Yep, yep. Well, so Mark Hill, my physical plant director, said door 10 had about 7 feet of snow stacked up. He was up there Saturday getting everything ready for the games that didn't happen. And we will be ready, don't worry. But y'all, please allow yourselves a little bit of extra time to walk slow across the parking lot.
Yep.
And we'll do our best.
Yeah. Make sure the doors open 5:30, so
right.
shouldn't have too much of a problem.
But we're excited. Anytime we can welcome the community,
sure.
we want to do that. We were supposed to have a blue out in support of Perry on Saturday, and, mm-hmm. and they were not available Sunday when we rescheduled because the Iowa Wolves had them, but I don't know if any of that happened.
No.
But we will probably do that down the road as well. We really want to support that community as well.
So. It is, and our center down there, too.
Yeah, and we have the center in Perry that's oh, my goodness, I didn't even mention this. Perry has a lot of education majors, and they're doing a community. I want to do this here, Jim. They're doing a deal where they have people from the community who are para-educators, they get educated and qualified, and then continue on with their teaching degrees in a cohort. So there's a group of them that do this all together. With DMAC, I would love to do this in Boone because these are people who went through the Perry school system and want to continue working there when they're all grown up. And I'd love to do something like that here. It's very possible to do that. And I mention this because the Secretary of Education was here not long ago and had a little round table. He's a great guy, by the way, and he made a point of asking them their stories and not politicking himself at all, and their stories were fascinating about why they wanted to be teachers in their community. So, Boone, if you want to agitate about this, you agitate with me, and I can bring that to the higher-ups, and we'll see if we can get something like that going.
See what we can put together. Drew Nelson, our guest on the program today. Well, we'll get back to
We'll get back to it. It'll be a little warmer around Valentine's
Day. Just keep plugging along, and we'll do it. Our guest from DMACC, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Jim.